Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about using anger to empower. Have you experienced not expressing your anger and then become depressed? Are you afraid of what you may unleash if you feel your rage? How can you see your anger as a healing emotion rather than a negative one that needs to be controlled? Learn more about using your anger to empower you as we wrap up our month welcoming 2021. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by a few things. If you have not heard the story about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, someone was doing an article about her and contacted people. And one of the people they interviewed called her the B word, rhymes with witch. I'm just not going to swear. I really don't want to try not to use offensive language. And so that's what her nickname was in law school. Now, that's a whole other ball of wax. Maybe we'll do an episode on that. And that was her nickname. And they said, oh, my gosh. And they, I guess, sent her a note and said, we said your nickname. I'm so sorry. And Justice Ginsburg responded with, better witch than mouse. And upon her death last year and hearing that story, that has become my motto. Better witch than mouse. Better to stand up for myself than to be meek. And I think there's something empowering when you turn 50. And it would be my hope for all of you listening that are younger, that you not wait as long as I did to continue to stand up for yourself. Justice Ginsburg, I'm going to assume, got angry that a woman couldn't have a credit card in her name, and she made sure that that changed. When I first moved here, I could have never afforded a house in Los Angeles, but I was very fortunate that I lucked out and brought a condo low, sold high, and it enabled me to have 20% to put down on a house here in Raleigh. And I'll never forget, I needed to get a new roof. And the guy walked in and said, where's the man of the house? And I'm thinking to myself, have I stepped back in time? What's going on here? It was really like, whoa. Well, that made me angry enough to say, thanks, I will check out some other roofers. This episode was also inspired by an angry Facebook post. So I had posted something, you know, everything's public because I believe everything's public, even if we don't think it is, and they have the power and they know everything that we're doing. And so I'm on social media less. And so I never want to be ashamed or back down from anything. So anyway, my whole theory is it can be on the front page of the New York Times. And so I'm down with it. So I just rarely post anything. I don't post political stuff. I post something that happened. And I was like, you know, are people okay with this? And so this guy from, I've known forever since I was in grade school, just anytime he posts on my wall, I was all angry. And so he went off on my Facebook post, and I'm leaving it up because I'm like, I want everyone to see who you are, because I thought about blocking him. I'm like, nah, if you block, I did some research, then their comments and thing they say go away. So I don't want to block anyone. I want everyone to see this. And so he went so nuts, so angry. And so then I was like, you know what, I'm taking a break. This was in October, and I said, I'm taking a break from Facebook, because if I'm attracting this anger to my page, right? I turned it right to Julie. Then there's something within me that is allowing that. It's my anger. And that's how it's showing up. So that happened. And then around the same time, I know if you've listened a long time, I really don't check the reviews. I only do it when I'm told you need to check this out. So because I get that weekly update, I don't read it because that would get me off my groove. I don't need to have a bazillion followers. I know people who are listening, you are meant to listen to this podcast and will take away what you need. So anyway, so this person just wrote me I could feel they were so angry at me. And it's the only time I've written in and I said, you know what, this review need, it's just wrong. It just, I don't agree with it. And if you're not going to give me a chance to respond, I want it off. And I should probably check that. I don't know if they did. Anyway, the person was really angry at me. You know, they made a comment. It's fair. If you think the podcast has changed, I'm on the eighth year. If you think it's changed since then, A-okay. This is expanded. Clutter is a metaphor I use. And then they got angry and was saying that I was inappropriately advising people. You're all adults. You can do your own research. You can make your own decisions. I do not have that much sway or control over you. I will say I've been trained in rape crisis counseling. The certification for life coach is by far the hardest thing I've ever done. And I do more to increase my self-awareness than the majority of people walking the earth. And I'm okay in saying that because that's where I spend my focus and energy. And so her anger at me was out the door. And that really made me angry, right? Okay, well, good. You need this anger to come up. And then so that happened. And then right when Athena started to get sick, I just didn't know. I think deep down, I knew she was dying and didn't want to admit it. So I called Beth, the animal communicator, and, you know, our animals reflect back to us what's going on. And, you know, if you haven't listened to those interviews with Beth and Barrett, please do, because, you know, one of my concerns was, and she said, get in the car and screen. I said, oh, I don't upset the cats, because, you know, talk about cats help with our healing, all animals, and help us absorb things. And so she said, I said, oh, Beth, I'm just grieving. And she said, you're not grieving, you're angry. And when she said that, I was like, wow, she's right. So all those things are coming, kind of happening around the same time. And so I thought, and then what she said to me was, she said, you have this pattern. You get angry and then become depressed instead of becoming angry and becoming empowered. So that really was what inspired today's episode. And I thought, wow, that's true. And looking back on my life, when I've gotten angry and taken action and empowered myself, I haven't been sad or depressed because I've done something about it. Anger can cause emotional clutter when we keep it inside and turn it against ourselves, right? That's depression is anger turned inward. So if you're depressed or feeling just kind of, check in with your anger. It can create energetic clutter because it's still there. You know, I have to get half the thyroid out. And I believe, and it was slow growing. And for me, the fifth chakra, right? Our throat chakra, that's about communication. That's about expressing ourselves. I have no doubt that that growth, because everything starts in thought, is related to my inability to speak up for myself. I've been like that throughout a lot of my life. And that's why I'm so excited after turning 50. I'm technically 51, right? Yeah, I think I'm 51. I'll have to check that. But it's like something magical, at least I think for a lot of my women friends that I've talked to. When you talk to 50, yeah, whatevs. I'm doing my thing. Better witch than mouth. That is my new motto going forward. But because I didn't speak up for myself, that growth. Okay, if you're not going to speak up for yourself, hold it in. So it's creating that health clutter, the thyroid, the stress that you hold on to when you don't express how you're feeling. It can create financial clutter. If you, all of a sudden, the anger comes tumbling out in an inappropriate way. We see that all the time. Got so mad, hit the guy. Then the guy hit his head and died. And now you're facing a civil and a criminal suit. I've seen that on more than one occasion. If your anger is uncontrollable, you're going to create physical clutter when you break things. You get so angry, just throw it around. Or you might create mental clutter because if you're worrying, what will people think if I express my anger? And you're having that worry, creating all that mind chatter in your head. Obviously, can create relationship clutter if it's causing tension in your family, your friendships, with your spouse or partner. And if it comes out on the wrong person, right? We're going to feel safe expressing our anger with those that we love most, even if they didn't cause this. And again, when the anger is turned inward, you can create the clutter with the depression. So it causes stress in the relationship when you're bummed out all the time and don't want to do anything. Anger can be empowering. Women are told we shouldn't get angry. I know I heard that message. I still hear that message. And I would also add to that, men that our society views as less masculine, I'm doing that in quotes, they probably get the same thing, right? We celebrate alpha males and their anger. Just watch any football game. USA football, probably the same. The soccer crowds can get a little nuts from what I've seen. But we as women are mainly told no. An alpha male can express his anger at any time. Anyone else, forget it. Anger can be empowering because it gets us to do what we normally wouldn't. I wouldn't have filed a lawsuit if I wasn't so dang angry. My husband's even more laid back than I am. We had to both get to a point like, this is not right. We have to stand up for ourselves. Had they not done it, now time gives you perspective. Things happen. Did we lose because we didn't get reimbursed? Yes, we did. On one hand, we didn't because it started people in the neighborhood to stand up. I'm writing a book now. I did the first regurgitated the angry draft. I wrote a book now that's going to really anger some people. It's also going to help some people because I want people to say, oh my gosh, I'm not the only person going through this. Wow, I feel a lot better. I want someone, if they have a family member struggling with this, to say, okay, this is this woman's journey. What can I take away maybe that how someone I love is thinking, or what are the next steps to help them? My desire to help others outweighs the backlash of a group of women. And I'm angry at how I was treated. That's the start of the book was like, you know what you did is not right. And it's not right that you are continuing to take advantage of others. It gives permission for others to do so. When we model and show that anger can be empowering, that allows others to see it and believe it and do it for themselves. When I heal, you heal. When you heal, I heal. We're all in this together, folks. Everything is energy, whether you believe that spiritually or physically, and what we do affects each other. It can be empowering when we understand our deeper emotions. Lots of times, there's something beneath it. Beneath my anger was injustice for the lawsuit. Also sadness that I couldn't achieve everything I wanted for the book that I want to write. And that's underneath the anger. I also believe we can break down even further. Are you coming from fear? Or are you coming from love? Because I have the anger. Then we have the injustice. Then we have the fear that we didn't get solar panels and maybe that I'm not going to be able to pay my bill when I'm 80, you know, just as an example. But that empowerment allows us to move through that anger and heal it and figure what else is going on. It can help us communicate better. If you get angry at your partner, your needs aren't being met. Anger allows you to express your need. All around, that's healthier. You express, you can get your needs met in a healthy way instead of eating a pint of Ben and Jerry's. Passive aggressive, anyone? I know we've all dealt with someone who's passive aggressive. I have been passive aggressive because I didn't know how to express what I needed in a healthy manner. So I'd just be passive aggressive. Empowering myself through anger allows me to state what I need and to not pull this passive aggressive junk. It allows you to heal. It allows you to get in touch with deeper feelings, acknowledging things. Maybe you weren't able to. If you had trauma as a kid, you might avoid your feelings, and you can understand that. It's good to feel everything. I talked in another episode about ginger tea telling me embrace it all. If someone cuts you off in traffic It's easier to flip them the bird than deal with your fear. Oh, I could be harmed. Isn't that probably for most of us what the fear is really about? Oh my gosh, you just cut me off, but I could have had to swerve. You could have stopped suddenly. I could have been in an accident. I could have been harmed. It allows you to connect with that and become more aware. Our anger can keep us safe. I'll never forget, it was dusk, and when I worked in downtown Los Angeles, and I was coming home, and there's a big jail near there. It's insane. I want to say it holds 20,000-25,000 people. It's like the central jail and I just can't even imagine what this is like. Someone came up to me and said, I just got released from LA County Jail. So I had taken a couple self-defense classes, but immediately I was like, oops, okay, hands up. I'm going to do what they taught me in class. And I just stood there and repeated my line, and eventually he went away. But I was angry. My anger surpassed my being scared, because I was like, whoa, all I'm doing is walking, dude. No, it's not okay to approach me like that. So our anger can help keep us safe. If you think of someone who is a predator and wants to harm someone, do you think they're going to go after the person that's more passive or the person that gets angry and starts shouting back? Right? That can help keep us safe. The 21-Day Declutter Your Life Challenge focuses on becoming aware of your clutter and then taking action. In this challenge to clear clutter from your life, we're focusing on physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, financial, health, and relationship clutter. The challenge will run from Sunday, February 7th through Saturday, February 27th. It's free. There's also a $25 paid version where you'll get a PDF journal, a private Facebook support group, and 2 1-hour coaching calls. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Come join us. Allows you to set boundaries. That's the signal. Oh, a line's been crossed. Oh, I'm angry. Oh, you crossed the line with me. And in that same vein, it lets us know when we're out of integrity. I'm really angry. I had a friend once asked me to cover her affair. I was like, oh no. Or I'm sorry. She had used me as an excuse. I'm going out of town to visit Julie, and then told me about it. And I was like, never again. And I believe she respected that, but boy, did that make me angry. I'm not going to judge you on that, but do not bring me into that drama, because I'm not okay with that. Right? Because I was really angry. So that allowed me to say that's out of who I am and what I believe, and a boundary needs to be set. Our anger can also empower us through creativity. Talk about many people, you know, if you say, oh, you'll never be an artist. Oh, wow, dare they. And you know what? And that anger is going to fuel to write the great American novel, to paint a beautiful piece. You know, yeah, just watch. And it can access sometimes that anger allows us to access that creativity, because it bypasses a fear. What if I'm afraid I'm successful? You know, I feel less so about the podcast. Most of the time, I'm okay with it. And the comments are way more positive than they are negative, but it's hard putting yourself out there. Like, I think one of the reasons I hesitated on the book so long, I'm like, I'm going to get attacked for this. Someone's going to give me crap for this. It can be exhausting when you feel like arrows are being pointed at you and thrown at you all the time. However, my anger of everything else allowed me to push through the fear. Hopefully that's making sense, that it can allow you to push through your fear, because then you don't worry, oh, what's it? You know what? I'm so angry, I'm going to do it. Healing. Anger can be incredibly healing. So I have these two books that I want to write that are part of my healing process that's really important for me and that I need to respect and do. I'm now at the place where I can write it from a place of healing instead of a place of revenge, because my anger at the beginning was all about revenge. Okay, I'm keeping it real. That's where it started. I'm so angry. I'm continuing to release that anger. And so I can come from that place. If I had written a book completely from anger and then tried to publish it, no one would ever read it. It doesn't help me. I mean, think about, it's like that crazy dude I've known since grade school. And I'm like, man, someone needs to, I hope someone who loves you has a talk with you, because you need some, you need professional help. I mean, I truly believe that. And so, because anytime I see, I'm like, oh, you have anger, anger, anger. Like, what is life? And I can't even imagine being a married to someone like that. I just, I don't know what I'd do. I'm not listening to what this guy says. He's just, oh my gosh, anger. So I need to write the books from a place of healing. I'm now at a place where I've released enough anger that I can write from that healing place, and the continued anger will allow me to publish more so than worrying about offending this person and her loyalists. So it's kind of a dual-edged sword there, and hope it's making sense, and using it to fuel in an empowered way instead of a just like, ah, I'm just going to be angry and rage on, which is kind of the point of today's episode. And it allows you to reclaim your power. Suffragists in the 20s got so angry. Now, there's some other things, you know, we'll save that for another history date, that they didn't do so well. But boy, were they angry that they couldn't vote. Boy, were they angry. And they made it happen and allowed them to, I'm going to reclaim my power, and I'm not going to allow you to do that to me. And I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to direct my anger in a positive, healthy manner that's going to have a good outcome that supports people. So think about that. How can you reclaim? What do you need to reclaim? What do you need to get back? What would be important to you? Why don't we express our anger? You might not know how to. Not like we're taught, hey, here's a healthy way to express your anger in school. You need to know, how can I effectively and safely do this? You might not know how, or if you grew up in a home where you saw someone explode, you might, I don't want to be like that. But I don't, that's the only way I know. You might be worried about upsetting others. I know for me, for a long time, I felt that, if I express how I feel, someone's going to get upset. Now I'm like, it is what it is. I because I now know what I do is about me, and how you respond is about you. That upsets you. Okay, time for self-examination. I can't control that. Guilt, feeling guilt. Oh, another big one. It's like, oh, you're not allowed to feel this way. Have you ever had someone guilt you, gaslight you? I'm going to do a whole episode on that. Oh, you know, you're not allowed to feel this way. It gets crazy that that happens and that we allow it. But as we build our self-esteem, as we get better at expressing these emotions, it's easier to do it. You might think, nothing ever changes. Why should I bother? I have to admit, I felt that way after we lost the lawsuit. I was like, what? We did everything, quote unquote, right. We were good. We played by the rules. We haven't harmed anyone. And this is what happens. I don't regret it, though. I don't regret standing up for myself. I now know how to write a closing and opening argument. I don't know if it's over. We haven't decided yet. There, if we can get some pro bono help. We are leaving. Thank goodness for everything. And put good vibes out, guys. We need to find a house. So hoping to move in the spring and be out of here early May. It just is time to move on to the next thing. And I get why we moved here. I get why we were here for a couple years. And I'm grateful that we have vibed high enough to leave. How to safely express your anger. You're worried that you might explode. I can relate to that. You get so angry, like if you're just, oh my gosh, if I just see red and what happened, and I don't know, I might hit someone and blah, blah, blah. That's, of course, you can understand why you would hesitate to express your anger. A lot of times we're told we need to be positive all the time, right? And I think we see anger as a bad emotion, as a negative emotion, and I don't agree with that. And hopefully after listening to this episode, you'll see the same thing. I don't like labeling emotions as bad or good. The suffragists weren't bad. Their anger allowed me to vote. Right? All those things that the women have done before us to help move us forward, and that civil rights people have done to help move towards equality in this country. We got a long way to go in a lot of areas, but those people keep fighting the good fight. And so we just say, well, you know, you can't, especially if you're in a spiritual, you know, we don't get angry here in La La Land. No, yeah, we do. That's healthy. And if someone's telling you not to do that, take a step back and rethink that relationship or group. You're shy. I know I can still consider myself shy. I would probably be hesitant in a big group to express anger. So that might be why you haven't done it. And quite frankly, sometimes like, man, I just do not want to deal with this. I am just, it's exhausting. You know, I've got all this other stuff going on. The last thing I want to deal with is anger. But what I really believe, and I know is true for me, is that it finds its way to express itself out eventually. Like for me, it'd be, I'd be depressed. If I didn't express how I was feeling, it is going to turn into depression. Or it turns out, why didn't I do that? And then I beat myself up in this horrible cycle. And for some people, they just explode at a Facebook post. Really? That's how you're going to spend your time and energy. You don't want to be that person. I'm betting you don't. If you're tuning in and listening or watching, I know you don't want to be that person, because you're here to be the best possible person you can be. How can you express anger in an empowering way? Begin with your breath. As I've said before, when all else fails, begin with your breath. So if you're starting to feel angry, just breathe. Check in with your body. Okay, how am I feeling? Okay. Wow, I'm angry. I need to express it. Okay. But I have centered myself that I'm not going to breathe. I'm not going to do anything destructive. Then express it in a safe, healthy manner. You can punch a bag. I'm a huge fan of that. I'd do that with my friend Stinky, and Stinky'd know what to say to me, and I had these little blocker thing, and so I could punch, and I have my glove. Kick it. Kick a bean bag. Kick the blocky thing that I have. Maybe you're really good at expressing your anger by writing it out. You know, I'm a huge fan of journaling. Singing, dancing, walking, screaming, exercise. Anger is just energy in motion that wants to move. That's all it is. Remember that, just energy in motion that wants to move. Take the fangs out of anger. So I'm talking about being neutral. Don't be like, oh my gosh, anger the bad thing. No, anger is the same as joy. Joy wants to move. Joy wants to express itself. Sadness wants to move. Sadness wants to express herself. Express your anger in whatever way that you see fit. Go in the car and scream if you have to. Stomp. Do whatever it is. Help express that, because then you get the energy moving and you can get it up and out. Stop ruminating and replaying what happened over and over again, because what that does is that just fuels the fire. So it's like keeps coming back. And you have to be able to let that stuff go and move forward. That's, again, we talked about rituals in the last episode, bringing that time to contemplate, bringing that awareness, bringing that wisdom. So let it go. Make, okay, you know what? I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna express how I can. It's kind of like, you know, I'm gonna be honest. It really took me, I was really angry when we lost the lawsuit. And then I was like, hey, you just gotta let it go. So, well, occasionally think about it, something coming up that's gonna require me to deal with it. But for the most part, able to release it, because every time I thought about it, I just get angrier and angrier, right? And that was impeding my ability to have my anger empower me. I took the next step to empower, getting other people involved, sharing the story. And then you know what? People are going to do what they're going to do. When you're more neutral and less emotional, so you've expressed it, you're not ruminating all the time, you can take any action that you need to address what made you angry. I'm a huge fan. If I'm going to have a conversation, I write out my points. Part of it's because, oh, am I going to remember everything I want to say? And part of it's because it keeps me focused. I can keep on track and I'm not going to go off on tangents or get bent out of shape. Pausing before you speak is a good idea. And again, become present. Okay, I'm taking a deep breath. I'm going to pause and become present. If you scream at someone, they're just going to shut down. Right? It's like that guy on Facebook. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not even listening to you. You're not, because you have just gone crazy on me. Maybe there is, so for example, you are at home and you go to pick up a cake and they're like $50. And you're like, whoa, thinking to yourself, that's not what you told me. So if you scream and rant and rave, you're like, yeah, we're going to give your cake to someone else. Maybe throw the cake at you, run back inside. Or you can say to pause, I'm angry because I confirmed the price over email, $25, and you're now telling me it's $50. Most likely they're going to charge you the $25. They don't, okay, I'm going to share this email on social media. Then they're probably going to give you a cake for $25, right? You're going to have most likely achieve your desired outcome by doing that. And that's empowering you, saying, hey, you aren't holding to your word. Ranting and raving doesn't empower you and it doesn't get you what you want. Huge note here, as I have said on numerous podcasts, if you have a lot of anger or depression, please seek professional support. There are tons of resources out there. I could not do any healing on my own. There are things that I can do on my own, but I also know when I need a pro to come in and support me. I share all this, my experiences, as a starting point for you. It's no substitute for professional help. And I just want you to remember that. And you've taken the first step by listening or watching, and that's what's important. But if this is, you have trouble expressing your anger, you found yourself depressed, please, please, please seek professional support and find someone that can help you take those next steps. And you can do it. And I am cheering you on. Take actions from today's podcast. Write down how expressing your anger can empower you. Consider what clutter you'll clear when you release your anger. Understand why you haven't expressed your anger in the past. Breathe. Express your anger in a healthy way. Stop ruminating over what made you irate. Address what made you upset when you're neutral and in a good space. Seek professional support if this is a longer-term challenge. Next month, we're talking about all you need is love. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.